I'm Jim Dofka, and I have this really cool, well, maybe it's not really cool, I'll tell you at the end, BC Rich Gunslinger Retro. You can see the crazy reverse headstock. It's like a sword. And I think it's probably made of basswood, nothing special. Maple neck. It's kind of a gloss, but still smooth. You don't get stuck on it on the back of the neck. The frets seem kind of small to me, but I like the Gargantua Super Jumbo frets. It does have a Seymour Duncan SH6 Super Distortion, which I think the guy before me that owned this must have put that in. It has a Floyd Rose Special, which is supposed to be a cheaper Floyd, but it stays in tune pretty good. Sound quality, I'm kind of mixed on that. It's very thin to me, but it's very articulate, and you don't get any of the woofy lows that always bog out. So I guess that's good. I like a little bit fatter sound. I prefer the Duncan JB. I do believe, and I'll probably get yelled at for this by the Seymour Duncan people, the Duncan distortion has not been consistent for the last 20 years. If you got it back in the early 90s, or if it said DDJ on the back, it was awesome. So the SH6, whenever I get them, they seem to sound a little bit different each time. And for a while, they were really, really bright, which I don't like. But maybe some people do. Bar that much. They're fun, but if I had a guitar tech, I would probably use it more. You can get that little chirpy. And when you do that, you just flick the bar and it bounces. This one's set up medium for that. And you can make it look cool and just hit the guitar. Gives you that crazy flutter. So very good access at the top. The back has all these cool cutaways. You can see that hand fits real nice. Doesn't get in the way here. I like when these are cut up here, because when I do that one string E minor arpeggio, or the diminished, a lot of guitars, my knuckle hits this. You'll hear it going click, click, click. I guess BC Rich is not putting this guitar out or manufacturing this guitar anymore, and it looks like it's going to be a while before they do it again. I do like one pickup, one volume. I have a few of those. One pickup, one volume. It's another one here. One pickup, one volume. So that makes it simple, but the sound of a neck position pickup is awesome as well. So apples, oranges. So this guitar, I'm going to write in the description what I think of it with sound, playability, and quality. All right, thanks for watching.